Hare Krishna, every day in the seminar we hear another verse of a text by Rupa Goswami called Namashtakam, eight prayers to the holy name. All these eight prayers contain in them a powerful glorification of the holy name and are composed in a different meter, a different melody altogether, or meter is different than a melody, but they all are very interesting. And here now, in this fourth glorification, we still have four more to go after today. But in this fourth glorification, our Srila Rupa Goswami uses a very different meter than in the preceding text, the text before. It is a very interesting meter called the Indra Vraja and the Upendra Vraja. Indra's thunderbolt and Lord Vamana's thunderbolt. Now you may know that the thunderbolt of Lord Indra is able to crash mountains. It's very strong. This meter, the thunderbolt verse, we will hear now the thunderbolt verse, is similarly very strong. Why is it so strong? Because a particular type of karma is destroyed by the holy name. Just like a thunderbolt can destroy a mountain, the holy name can destroy the mountain of Parapta Karma. What this karma is, what it does to us, how we suffer under it, and how it is destroyed, will be explained later. Now we will just chant this in this particular meter. I've chosen a melody which you all know. Yat Brahma Sakshat Kriti Nishta Yapi. I will sing the whole verse. Vina Shama Yati Vina Na Pogai Apaiti Nama Spunarena Tate Prarapta karmiti vedoti veda. All of us. Yad Brahma Sakshat Kriti Nishta Yapi Vinashama Yati Vinana Bogai Apaiti Nama Spuranena Tate Prarapta kameti viroti vena. Once again, Yad Brahma Sakshar Kiti Nishtayapi Vina Shama Yati Vina Nabogai Apaiti Nama Spuranena Tate Prarapta kameti viroti vera. One more time. Yad Brahma Sakshat Kriti Nishtayapi Vinashama Yati Vinana Boga Apaiti Nama Spuranena Tate Prarapta kameti gairoti veram. Prarapta karma does not leave the living entity without him experiencing the results. This is true even in the case of those who possess firm determination to die uninterrupted direct experience of Brahman. So even the Brahman realized souls have to suffer prarabdha karma. What is prarabdha karma? It is that karma which is experienced in this life in two ways. One way is our karma, our body, our present body. That's prarabdha karma. The second is the things which we experience for sure, or must experience for sure in this human incarnation. So prarabdha karma is either has already manifested or will manifest very, very soon. You all have a certain prarabdha karma. You know, it's there. Maybe some of us wish, oh, I would like to have better ears and eyes. But our karma has manifested this. Or I think some of you, when you stand before the mirrors, you think, oh, my form has increased so much in the last few years. This is very disadvantageous, you know, there's so much of a belly coming, it seems to increase month by month and year by year. Where will this grow, you know? Or this is prarabdha karma. Or you may have something from birth, like a heart failure, or you may have varicose veins. All prarabdha karma. Also, prarabdha karma is manifesting in the next, you know, either next weeks or years. Have you ever been to an astrologer and the astrologer said, oh, this year will be maleteshko, it will be a little difficult. Have you been? Have you seen? And have you seen that no matter what you tried, the difficulties came? You have seen? I have also seen one time, and then I stopped going to astrologers because I thought maybe, you know, what you hear is it gets so much into their mind that you think it must be like this, and then it becomes like this. So I don't go to astrologers any longer. But I think we have all this experience. What does the astrologer read there? It's your prarabdha karma, no? That he can find out by looking into your constellation. Now it says everyone has to suffer this type of karma. Everyone, even those who are Brahman realized, that is, who have understood, I'm not the body, I'm spirit, I'm eternal, Satchit Ananda. They still also see, oops, how the waves of karma come over them and influence the material body. You know, there are statements that even the person who in this body has already who's already realized, yes, that soul has to wait for as long as it is not fully liberated of its karma. That refers to prarabdha karma. Every in Vedanta Sutras, Vyasadeva says this, that upon the advent of Brahman realization, Parapta karma remains as long as the current body remains. Amazing, isn't it? It's unescapable. It has to be suffered. You cannot change it. Listen to Rupa Goswami's special glorification. It's a thunderbolt. He has taken the thunderbolt verse. Can you imagine why? What? What what is so powerful? The thunderbolt is so powerful it can crush that prarabdha karma. And what is the thunderbolt? It's a holy name. Wow. Let us see if this intellectual speculation is true. However, says Rupa Goswami, O Harinam, the Vedas loudly proclaim that the same Parapta Karma is immediately driven out by your appearance on the tongue. Wow, this is a strong, strong statement. But you may say, Maharaji, I have seen devotees, they seem to also suffer from karma, prarabdha karma. They go to the hospital. You told us you went to the hospital a few times. Was that not prarabdha karma? Devotees have car accidents. Is that not prarabdha karma? Devotees have quarrels. Is that not prarabdha karma? Devotees divorce in their marriages. Even the rate is higher than the non-devotees. We are experts in these things. What is happening here? Is that not prarabdha karma? Now, Baladev Vidya Bhushana is saying there needs to be three qualification if this prarabdha karma should ever end. He says Rupa Goswami is in the ecstasy of love of Godhead. He says, Rupa Goswami, upon a slight appearance of the holy name, but this great acharya Baladev Vidya Bhushana is in the line of Rupa Goswami, puts a qualifier on this statement. And in my humble opinion, the acharya is very, very is doing it under the blessings of Rupa Goswami and so on. That's why you always need realized souls to explain Vedic texts to you. Listen now, first of all, who wants his prarabdha karma to end? I certainly. There are ladies amongst us who cannot conceive children. That's prarabdha karma. We want that to end, no? There are men amongst us who have illnesses or they have some habits which are not... they would like to be free from that, but that's prarabdha karma. So how will our sad prarabdha karma stories end? Listen very carefully. This might really make a change for your whole life. He says, prarabdha karma and also aparabdha karma, that is not yet manifested karmas, those karmas which come in the next life, are destroyed for those who are exclusively dedicated to the holy name. That means they hear about Krishna, they chant about Krishna, and they remember Krishna exclusively. This is where they have taken shelter. It's about those who are free from 10 offenses while they chant. For them, this blessing takes account. Their parapta karma is destroyed. And finally, it is the parapta karma of those is destroyed who are supremely anxious to attain the supreme personality of Godhead by bhakti or devotional service. They have that great desire, I want to go back home, back to Krishna. How does this sound to you? I think we have some faith. Yes, for such souls, it will work 100%. Let me become such a soul. Isn't it, Rivoye? Immediately we think, let me try to become such a soul. These three qualities will make a huge difference in your life, Mahojwala. And everyone. Abhiman, Abhinandan Nitai. Yes. Great difference. If you, should I repeat this? If you dedicate your life exclusively to chanting the holy name, you really say, yes, this is what I'm going to do. I see most of you, I'm supremely impressed, very impressed. As you chant, you close your eyes and you're really trying to chant. Have I seen properly? You're trying, no? Trying. Yeah, this is exclusive. This is very good. Then, the next qualification is avoid the 10 offenses. See, that's a no-no. You know, especially offending Vaishnavas. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, those who chant but make offenses against Vaishnavas. And then he says, those who take bath in the Ganga but make offenses against Vaishnavas, their chanting will turn against them, the power which is generated, and their bath in the Ganga will also turn against them. It's almost like when the mother sees, well, this child is calling mother, mother, and gives me present, but he is beating up his younger brother. She will say, Patch, you cannot do this. Stop this. I don't want your worship if you misbehave towards your younger brother. No. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he comments on this verse. He has read the Namashtakam and has written an explanation. No, first of all, a paraphrase, that is, he has written in Bengali the same content as the verse. Then he has written an explanation, and in the explanation he says, I lift up my hands, ruke, plural, and I say, please take up the banner of the holy name and walk along to the sounding drum of the holy name. You will surely meet Murali Dara, the holder of the flute. I would like to give an example of someone who had to learn this. He was a very, very realized soul. He was known all over India as the master of the Vedas. He had, imagine, 80,000 disciples who lived with him in the town of Varanasi, yes. His name is Prakashananda Saraswati. I cannot tell you if he was Brahman realized, but his goal was certainly to become Brahman realized. He was a glorious Brahmavadi, or we also say he was, yes, an impersonalist. Now, when he heard that Nimai Pandit, the famous Pandit of Navadvip, had turned into a God-intoxicated madman, a saint who danced sometimes with hundreds of thousands of people on the streets, chanted and chanted. When he heard news about Nimai Pandit's kirtans, how he danced in the street and rolled in the dust, and how he was decorated with jasmine flower garlands, also how his hair, when he had hair, it was, you know, all moved up into a top knot. Let us see, sometimes men have this, or ladies have this, a top knot, no, that it is, the hair is bound together, and around this top knot, beautiful top knot, was a garland of fragrant jasmine flowers. But Nimai Pandit would go in ecstasy when he chanted. You know, we sometimes see our Rohini Sutta Prabhu getting extremely animated, and he runs around and turns around and so on. Now imagine this times 1 billion times. Then you have Nimai Pandit or Mahaprabhu. When he heard this, he only felt contempt. What is the word, local word for contempt? Praisier. He felt praisier. So velike praisier. He felt this. And he told to everyone, he's a dangerous man. He uses occult power, black magic, to turn so many people and make them crazy. He's from Nadia. You know, there are many tantric people who do many things. What will be the fate of India with such people? He was really against. Now the next news he heard is that Nimai Pandit had taken sannyas like him, left Navadvip and moved to Jagannath Puri, and there, alas, alas, in Serbian language we say, ovaya, 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 he had turned one of his friends into a Hare Krishna follower of the Sankirtan movement. This friend was the second most famous but knower of the Vedas in India. He was like, I don't know, in tennis, you have one world master and then you have the second best, no? So, or anywhere, boxing, or he was a champion, and his name was Savabhoma Bhattacharya. He was the king's priest, the king's main scholar. He had a school with thousands of people, also most of them sannyasis, whom he would train. And this Savabhoma, my priya tell you, Savabhoma, had turned into a man who danced with this Chaitanya on the streets. Prakashananda became an offender If there would have been internet, he would have written every day a bad article about. Fortunately, there was none. He was really very, 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 very disturbed. And he could not control his rage. He talked bad about Chaitanya. Then the next thing he heard, he never said the full name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. He only said Chaitanya, this Chaitanya. The next thing he heard is that this Chaitanya had come to the town where he had undisputed influence, Varanasi. He said, what is this man doing in my town, in Varanasi? This is the sacred town of Shiva, and he has come here to destroy the Vedic tradition. The lion had come closer. And he felt, maybe I will even have to meet this magician who uses hypnotic powers. Maybe he will use it on me. But no, I'm very strong in my Brahman. Let me chant more mantras. Let me take full shelter under Shankaracharya. Let me increase my sadhana. Oh no, hopefully it doesn't come to a confrontation. This man is dangerous. And he talked very bad about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is what one Brahmana heard. All the followers of Mahaprabhu heard these very bad criticism. Have you ever heard bad criticism of some, I think everyone has heard, but of someone you like or love? And have you seen how it hurts also you? No? If your best friend is criticized or anything, you know. So the followers of Mahaprabhu were very pained and very disturbed. And they said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who stayed in the house of Tapan Mishra at that time, can you do something? Mahaprabhu had sat there totally unattached, totally beyond name, fame and glory. And he had only smiled. He had not answered anything. One day, the Brahmana, who had some closeness to Prakashananda, came and said, see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yes. Prakashananda, the leader of this town, the spiritual leader, the best man in India on Vedas, the expert, is constantly criticizing you. It breaks my heart. But what I cannot understand is when he talks bad about you, he always says, this Chaitanya, he doesn't address you by your full name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Why doesn't he say Krishna? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said very peacefully and heard all this. And then he said, those who are not, who don't have the qualification, cannot utter the supremely auspicious holy name of Krishna. That is why he can never say the full name, but only half of the name. Chaitanya is a name which also Mayavadis use. It means the life force, no? Then the Maharaji said, "Oh my dear Lord, I beg you, I have arranged a breakfast meal at my home. There Prakashananda Sarasvati will come with a good number of his disciples." You know, he can't come with 80,000. Who will cook so much? No, but he comes with a good number of disciples. Would you please accept my invitation to also take breakfast? It is in 3 days. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled and said, "I will certainly come." So Prakashananda and his disciples on that day sat down. They were under big baldachins, pandals. And when Prakashananda was informed, Sri Krishna Chaitanya is also invited, he felt that his heart was shaking. Oh no! For the first time he felt fear. Ugly cold fear grabbing his heart. So he was sitting there. He tried to look neutral, but his head would sometimes show that he was veliko nervosny, not male nervosny. Veliko, strong nervousness. Then all of a sudden, they waited. One guest was missing. See, Krishna Chaitanya. All of a sudden they heard in the distance, Hare Krishna, very softly chanting. And they saw a very tall figure approaching the pandal. He had a golden body. This is very unusual. A golden illumination. He was large. He was 2 meters 40. Who's the biggest here of you? Madhva, what is your present size? 193 and a half. Would you mind to stand here? We need some measurement. So this man is, by certain standards, large. He could become a baseball player. 193 centimeters. Mahaprabhu was 2 meters 40. How much would that be? That would be 40 something like that. Just look. Wow. And when he stretched, that's huge. I've not seen. Not even Air Jordan is so big. He's an American baseball player. What is his name? Basketball. Michael, even. Yes. Yeah. Not a small man. Thank you very much. When he was had his arms stretched out, he was 3 meters 50. He had long arms. They came all to the knees. And 3.50 meters, this is as large as the universe. It is so tall. But how did he come? His head was lowered to the ground. He looked very humble and meek, as if there was some deep inner pain in his heart. As he came closer, all the sannyasis tried to look. Prakashananda tried to look very indifferent. But he looked at this amazing figure moved closer. And he thought, well, he's clearly a Mahapurusha, a great, great soul. By his external features, I can see. Have I made maybe a mistake in calling him bad names? Then something more happened. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the place which was slightly below the sitting arrangement where they were all sitting. You remember under what? Baldachins? Baldachins or pandal? There was a sitting, there was an arrangement for washing the feet, because they used to walk barefoot, the sannyasis, and their feet naturally were dusty and carried the dust. So he was. It looked really dirty, the floor, just like your bathrooms. You know, there's so many people going in the bathrooms with shoes, and the floor constantly looks has these black traces. Have you seen? No. It cannot, you know, what can you do? You would have to wipe the floor every 10 minutes to keep it clear. So there were a good number of sannyasis had washed their feet. It was black, the stone was black with dust. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat there and did not move from there. Prakashananda said, no, this cannot be. He thought, I thought he's a humbug. He hypnotizes other people. But his modesty and innocence and meekness incarnated. He's an incarnation of modesty, humility, and meekness. There can be no evil in this person. I can see. And look, he's sitting in the dirty place. He said, no, Sannyasi Thakur. No. He went right through his disciples. He climbed down the few steps and went to the washing place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat. And he said, please sit with us. With utmost humility and meekness, Mahaprabhu said, this can never be, because I am initiated as a sannyasi in the Bharati order. You are in the high Sarasvati order. How can a Bharati, a low Bharati, sit with a high Sarasvati? You may not understand what is behind this. In India, there is a huge awareness of social differences. And this extends also into the sannyas order. If you are initiated in a higher order of sannyasis, you are regarded as higher than if you are initiated in the lower order. So Mahaprabhu's said, how can I, a low class sannyasi, sit with so many high class sannyasis? I will take my meal here in this foot washing place. Prakashananda said, please, you are one of us. Let's not consider these differences now. You are sannyasi, we are sannyasi. You come and sit with us. At that moment, Mahaprabhu's whole appearance changed, and there was a golden light emanating as if the sun had appeared in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a light which filled the whole place. Prakashananda saw for the first time what the Brahman effulgence looks like. And he went like, and then the light disappeared. Prakashananda said, is he starting with his magic on me? Is he starting to hypnotize me? But then he thought, he's so meek, he's so humble. He doesn't look at all like a charlatan, a magician. This man cannot do any evil thing. And he took him by the hand and he helped him up and he brought him in the middle. And as they sat down, Prakashananda couldn't control himself. He couldn't speak any polite words. From where have your lotus feet come? Or things like this. He immediately had to say his two urgent questions. Why do you not associate with us? You seem to avoid us. And then, instead, you dance on the street with thousands of people. Why don't you use your time and study Vedanta? Why? What is going on here? Urgent question. Then Mahaprabhu spoke in his very soft way. He had a very soft way and a very melodious voice, divine voice. My Guru Maharaj, Ishwarapuri, when he initiated me, said, I'm too foolish to understand Vedanta. That's why I don't study Vedanta. Instead, he told me I should chant the holy name, and by chanting the holy name, I would be liberated. You know, Vedanta Sutra is all about moksha, liberation from material existence. By chanting the holy name, I would be liberated from material existence. And I would attain love of God. It's true, I dance and sing. But do you know, I don't do so willingly. It's by the power of the name of that great and beloved being. Who? Krishna. That I cannot stop to sing and dance. And there was something which which I must tell you. Tell me, said Prakashananda, what is that something? When I chanted and danced, I was at first totally bewildered, because what happened to me is I begin to laugh without a reason. There was no jokes or no funny TV show. Anyways, that's my internet. Forget about this. I begin to laugh without a reason. Then the next moment I'm so sad because I miss Krishna so much. It's going up and down, so strong emotions that I thought this mantra is making me mad. So I went to my Guru Maharaj for a checkup. I said, Guru Maharaj, since you have given this mantra to me, my total life is different. I only chant and dance and laugh and cry. Is this all right? And my Guru Maharaj smiled at me and he said, my dear child, you have attained the end goal of all the Vedas. You have attained Krishna Prema. Yes. And this is very good. Tika. It's very, very good. It is very desirable. So as he was talking, he felt deeply moved. He was not just talking like a scholar. He talked. When I chanted, these divine emotions overcame me. And as he was talking about his experience, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a thrill went through Prakashananda's heart and through all the sannyasis, and they wanted to ask many questions about this, but how could they ask questions before their Guru Maharaj about to this sannyasi who was very unusual? Prakashananda, after thinking, he said, okay, the Shastras say that Krishna Prema is the most desired blessings. But then, why don't you study Vedas? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I understand the Vedas very clearly. But when you say Vedas, you mean the commentary of Shankaracharya, and he is utterly, totally wrong. Shankaracharya was the god of intellectual knowledge. Shankaracharya's explanations and interpretations were undefeatable. He had gone with them all over India and conquered everyone of all philosophical schools with his explanations. He had conquered the Kama Mimamsas. He had conquered the big schools, the masters of the big schools of learning. Shankaracharya was simply untouchable, and Prakashananda heard, huh? You mean you understand Vedas and the clarifying explanations of the master of Vedas is wrong? Cool. could you please explain your views? Now, this was an invitation to what is called a shastratra, means a competition, an intellectual competition of scholarship. One scholar argues with another scholar according to set rules. It's like, let us say, when one boxing champion boxes for the world master title against another boxing champion. Both of them know how to do this, and they know the rules, and this is now an intellectual, you would say, competition, which is fierce if you are an intellectual. So I will leave Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Prakashananda Saraswati here at this moment, and will continue tomorrow how this was going on. Rivoyer is highly intrigued. What? No! Now it's getting interesting. But no, tomorrow. I cannot shoot all my munition. Tomorrow you will not believe what you hear. It is simply and what happened with Prakashananda, but that's for tomorrow. I would like, so here is a Brahmavadi, someone who to whom this verse is addressed, that even by Brahman realization, the Parapta Karma, the means the karma which manifests the body, and the fate which is coming to the body, it cannot be stopped, but by the holy name it can be stopped. Who of you remembered the qualifications which Baladev Vidya Bhushana lists so that this comes true? Just one, maybe you can remember? Exclusive dedication to the holy name. Who remembers the second qualification? To not make offenses. Thank you. Who remembers the third qualification? Yeah, very eager and very anxious. You might remember that shloka, to attain love of God, we must pay one price. Sanskrit word is lolyam, eagerness, no? For this. So I thought we will end this by making one chanting session. In the living book, living name book, there are various meditations, and here is one to become eager for the presence of Krishna when one chants. There are various ways to do so. One is mantrata chintanam, to meditate or think about the meaning of the mantra. And this unleashes or frees the inner spiritual potency of the mantra. Now, the best way to do this is to meditate about a very relevant verse from Shastra to help us prompt our awareness. So I want to do this, but before doing this, I thought that I align you. How is your energy? Are you sleepy or are you all right? You look all right. It's not so hot, so we are all right. Let me just ask before I start, Go Krishna. So I would like you to again prepare yourself. Please sit tall with your spine erect. Also those on the stolitsa, yes, you can. It's nice to sit on the stolitsa, but see please that your back is straight. Those of you who are younger, it's good to sit free from the backrest, but if those of us who are older require to lean back, also good, but straight. Huh? Straight. Most of us need to open our shoulders a little bit. Just bring them to the ears and roll them back. Like we want to create a good space in our chest that we can breathe nicely and the oxygen can circulate. Nice. You can also to sit straight. You can do like me here. I will sit to the side so that you can see. See, I tuck in my chin. I will do also that for this other. See? Do you see? Normally everyone is like this. It's a little unusual, but do it comfortably that there is no spasm. All right. Your palms, positions of hands are really creating a lot of, are helping very much. That's why when we are happy in Krishna consciousness or something nice happens, we go like, zhup, like this, no? Gauranga position. But here we will aim for a more meditative position, so place your hands in such a way that the palms look upwards to the ceiling. Take a few deep breaths. Bring your awareness to each inhale and exhale. That is how you can calm down your quick running mind. Just when you inhale, stay in your awareness with the inhale. Can you see this calms down the mind? The mind in the beginning doesn't like it, but we are not the mind. He has to work a little for us now. As you inhale deeply, notice how your chest rises. And as you exhale deeply, notice how your chest falls. If distracting thoughts or distracting feelings should arise, gently let go of them and return your attention to your breathing. When I'm very agitated, I'm chanting very powerful mantra to calm down. I will do this for you and you can repeat. everyone. Three times more. Last time. As you feel more calm and more focused, let a picture arise of your favorite image of Krishna. Maybe the deities Radha, Shyam, Sunda in Vrindavan. Maybe your own deities at home. Maybe your favorite picture. And then listen to a wonderful verse which expresses the deep meaning of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. As we hear the verse, our aspiration is to look for connection. Take a moment to feel how it uplifts your consciousness. My dear Lord Krishna, although I have forgotten you for so many long years in the material world, today I'm surrendering unto you. In my chanting, I'm your sincere and serious servant. Please engage me in your service. As we now chant Kirtan, try to address Krishna by bringing your mind gently to the meaning of the verse. My dear Lord Krishna, although I have forgotten you for so many long years in the material world, today I'm surrendering unto you. I am your sincere and serious servant. Please engage me in the service of chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna,
Hare
Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One more time, everybody.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Oh,
Everybody, one more time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare everybody, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare. Now imagine the evening of your life has come. You're older, wiser. Your heart is more full with devotion. But still you wish to express to Krishna something. What would that be? You would express something where you asked for his mercy, most properly, his help. Try to address Krishna in such a devotional mood for this last mantra which we will chant for this session. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. A little louder, please. Hare. Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai. Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Sri Radhe. Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Sri Radhe. Hare Krishna, I thank you very much for participating in this session. It is this one more session which we have tomorrow on Saturday. It is there where we will also end the story of Prakashananda meeting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a very unusual way. It will be quite interesting for you to hear some more information than you may remember from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Today's verse explained yet another glory of the holy name, of chanting the holy name, that it is able to really take care of a great concern which we all have in spiritual life. What is with my karma? What is with my life in this world? Can it really change? Is transformation possible? And Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives a paraphrase of this. He says, despite attaining the state of direct experience of Brahman, one's Parapta karma is not destroyed without experience of its results. But, O holy name, all the Vedas state very clearly that merely by a glimpse of your appearance, one's Parapta karma is destroyed. But devotees require to become mindful that they really do need to take shelter of the holy name, so that this result will absolutely be experienced for sure, and that there is no disappointment in their spiritual lives. There is now the Aratik ceremony, and after the Aratik ceremony we will have, for the last time, a Vrindavan evening. Somehow or other we could organize another slideshow, which is a direct parikrama of one holy place in Vrindavan. We will really become go on sacred pilgrimage in our mind. Some of you go barefoot here, but they are a little afraid to go barefoot in Vrindavan. In your mind, you can easily go barefoot through Vrindavan. It's a barefoot experience, so to say. So that will come sometimes after the Aratik. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sisi Goni Tai ki jai. Gaur Premanandi. Hari Hari Bo.